The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Here they are, my favorite days of the year. Those doggone doggy dog days of summer. I was born in late August, which may explain my affinity for this time of the year. I especially like some of the weird and wonderful news stories which fill the cracks and corners of the printed pages. Our neck of the woods is big news right now because those woods are burning up the province. Our thoughts are with those people under evacuation alerts and the brave firefighters tackling the blazes in BC, the Northwest Territories, and across Canada. But here's a story which could only come from deep in the heart of Texas, involving a hawk, a snake, and a woman cutting her grass. See, the hawk was flying over the woman's yard with a freshly caught snake in its talons when the clumsy bird dropped the meal on Peggy Jones. The snake was incensed by the foul treatment, wrapped itself around the woman's arm, and began striking at her face. Well, hell hath no fury like a raptor scorned, and the hawk immediately joined the fray to retrieve its dinner. Jones recalls, "At one point, the hawk tried to carry her arm and the snake skywards. After four swoops, the hawk was able to steal back his prey, and poor Peggy Jones was taken to the hospital, where she was treated for puncture wounds, cuts, and bruising." Speaking of fine dining, the same day, a truck transporting cans of nacho cheese crashed in Arkansas on Interstate 30. The route was shut down for hours while crews worked to scoop up the cheesy goodness. Fortunately, there were no injuries. The Arkansas Department of Transportation shared images on the Twitter X thingy with the quip, "Taco Tuesday, anyone?" With the writers still out on strike, apparently the DOT is writing their own jokes now. I'm Gal Coat from Bogota. Colombian new music sweethearts Bomba Estéreo are back with their first new album in 7 years called Deja. Here is So Acabo, It's Over. We're only getting started on World Beat Canada Radio. guitarist Raul Malo gets some help from his bandmates in the Mavericks for Su Ching. That's from his album called Say Less, an album of instrumentals. Bomba Estéreo before that with So Acabo, It's Over. And this is Minghua from right here in Vancouver with Coquero on World Beat Canada Radio.
This is Minghua presente para toda la gente.
You're taking the ride on the global side.
World Beat Canada.
Oh! pause in hand, bleeding why? Adjust the scales and mystify. Then the tide of the mind will shine the divine. The design you will find is an open line. The stars of the night will amplify. Where the taste of the light will clarify. Any doubt you will find, any route you will climb. Any chase in the race for the peace that you find. I'ma show you mine and let's see yours. Show me your cracks where the light surely pours. Silently the work endures. Silently the light explores. Quiet as the flutter of an angel's wings. And when they touch your heart, the soul knows the same.
Na dikha wo chalte chalte yu kadam kadam pe so ki na dikha wo chalte chalte yu kadam kadam pe so ki koi qatl le ho raha hai koi qatl le ho raha hai
mind, lift the veils off the sky, lift the veils, it's time to fly, lift the veils off your eyes, lift the veils off your mind, lift the veils off the sky, lift the veils, it's time to fly.
Sufi and hip-hop, that is Jalak with Ruby Singh, featuring production by Adam Shake. It's called Lift the Veils. Before that, we heard from Mingwa and Coquero. Thanks for joining me for World Beat Canada Radio. We've got a whole bunch of new music to get through. Aksak Mabul brings a Belgian avant-garde approach to his tune from Figures Redrawn, the remix. It's Eyelids and Phosphenes. Straight ahead on this ride on the global side, I'm Cal Cote. a compilation album celebrating 20 years of Brooklyn DJ-centric label Bastard Jazz. That is Captain Planet, along with Chico Man and Un Poquito Más. Before that, Aksak Mabul, the avant-garde from Belgium, and the tune Eyelids and Phosphenes. Which brings us to Our Touch of the Familiar. I've been watching Ken Burns' documentary on the history of country music, and of course, Johnny Cash features prominently in that series. And what you may not know about Johnny Cash is that he was also very fond of Jamaica, and he had a home, an estate really, on Cinnamon Hill in St. Brand's Burg in Jamaica that was built in 1734. This song is how I got to know Johnny Cash, and it's done by this kid named Miles. Here it is, your touch of the familiar, Ring of Fire, from World Beat Canada Radio.